With that he ran up to the attic and all the others after him, where they found Don Quixote in the strangest get-up in the world. He was dressed only in his shirt, which wasn't long enough in front to cover his thighs and was 6 inches shorter in the back. His legs were long and skinny and not terribly clean, and on his head he wore a small red cap that belonged to the innkeeper. He had draped a blanket over his left arm, and in his right hand he held his sword, with which he continually stabbed the air, spinning around every which way in the room and shouting strange words as if he were actually fighting a giant. The best part of all was that his eyes were closed, because he was sound asleep and dreaming. So vivid was his image of the adventure that lay ahead of him, that in his dream he had already reached Micomicon, and was fighting the terrible giant to the death.